This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the extradition of 2008 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahawwur Rana from the United States is a great success of the Modi government's diplomacy. He said it is the responsibility of the government to bring back all those who have misbehaved with the people of India. Speaking on a private TV channel, Mr. Shah said it is a great achievement for the country that Tahawwur Rana will face a trial in the Indian court.
Bharat ki jameen, Bharat ka sanman aur Bharat ke nagrikon ke saath durvyavhar bhi kiya hai, wo hamare kanoon ke jad mein lana chahiye. Aur main manta hoon, Rana ka yahan wapis aana, ye Modi sarkar ki kootniti ka bahut badi safalta hai.
Mr. Shah's comments came amid reports that Rana is expected to be brought to India in a special flight today. Rana's application against his extradition had been denied by the U.S. Supreme Court. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the new Aadhaar law will be harmonized with the Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023, keeping user interest at the center. He said that there were several gaps in the legal structure when the Aadhaar Act was enacted, but today those gaps have been filled up.
एक तरीके से हमारे पास देश में एब्सोल्युटली मॉडर्न लीगल फ्रेमवर्क अब आ गया है. नाउ वी नीड टू सी हाउ द आधार लॉ कैन बी हार्मोनाइज्ड विजवी द डीपीडीपी एक्ट.
प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू ऑन हर स्टेट विजिट टू स्लोवाकिया हेल्ड वन ऑन वन मीटिंग एंड डेलीगेशन लेवल टॉक्स विद हर स्लोवाकियन काउंटर पार्ट पीटर पेलेग्रिनी इन ब्रातिस्लावा यस्टरडे. The two leaders discussed various aspects of bilateral relations and issues of shared global and regional interests. They also witnessed the exchange of two MOUs. The president highlighted the immense potential for the two countries to collaborate more closely in the rapidly expanding media, entertainment and creative economy sectors of India. India and the United Kingdom have reaffirmed their commitment to continue collaboration in the financial services sector, fintech, and digital economy. Both the nations held the 13th Economic and Financial Dialogue in London yesterday. The Indian delegation, led by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, held high-level discussions with the UK delegation led by the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rachel Reeves. India and Russia have agreed on 6 new strategic projects to boost bilateral investment cooperation. The decision was taken during the 8th session of the India-Russia Working Group on Priority Investment Projects held in New Delhi. The session aimed at strengthening economic ties between India and Russia by identifying and advancing collaborative projects in sectors of mutual interest. In a major development, United States President Donald Trump has announced a 90-day pause on reciprocal tariffs for all but China. In a social media post, he said the 90-day breather will apply to reciprocal and 10% tariffs. The U.S. president said he was authorizing a 90-day pause as part of his tariff plan, but was also raising the tariff rate for China to 125% effective immediately. Meanwhile, U.S. stocks saw their biggest rally in years after President Trump announced a pause on certain reciprocal tariffs. Mahavir Jayanti, the birth anniversary of 24th and last Jain Tirthankar, Lord Mahavir, is being observed across the country today. It is one of the most sacred days for Jain community. The followers of Lord Mahavir celebrate this festival by chanting prayers, offering prasad and participating in chariot processions. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the citizens, especially to the Jain community, on the occasion. In shooting, India's Arya Borse and Rudraksh Patil clinched the silver medal in the mixed 10-meter air rifle event at the ISSF World Cup 2025 in Buenos Aires, Argentina, yesterday. With this achievement, India's medal tally stands at 7 with 4 golds, 2 silvers and 1 bronze, placing them on second on the table just behind China. The competition will conclude today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.